Yes, okay. Do you see the text and something? Okay. Good. We're holding here in Perek Ches in Bigeula. Now, the point that he's going to be speaking about is we have a schar v'oinish of a personal nature. Every single person who does mitzvahs and so on has this schar and an oinish. But there's a whole nother aspect which sort of transcends personal schar and oinish. Hine, mifchar hamino nushi hu yisrael. V'hu am ha-me'utadim l'dveges b'yizbarach. V'roylem shumutar miturik tushik doyla. So, the select group in the world is Klal Yisrael. The understanding, obviously, of select means we're the most fit to have a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're the most fit to have a ruchnistic dimension to us. V'hu am... and we as a nation are going to Dargash Baruch Hu. So that means besides everybody's personal relationship, the Ummah as such has a Dveik Snakash Baruch Hu. The Roylem Shumutarim Biturik Tushik Doyla, because of who they are, they're worthy of having this Atar of Kedusha. V'tiyah shchinas yisbarach shayra lehem yisdabekes bom. The shchina will be shayra and be misdabing them. Sheishtalmu bazeh ad sheyizku l'teva amitis. So, a few points. He says, first of all, the osid of this Am HaMufchar is that it's Dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The aroyu that they will have iturik tushuk dolim, that the Shechina will be Sheira and Mizdabek, She Yishtalmu Bazeh, Ad Sheyizku L'Toyv Amitis. So, the She Yishtalmu Bazeh means that the Tachlis of the Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we are Mis'ala through it. The Ramchal says, when he speaks of, you know, after the 6,000 years, there'll be this, that, and then from 7 to 10, there's going to be constant aliyah. So the hemshech aliyah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made possible through Ashuas Hashchina and the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, like the Ramchal says in Kedusha, that Odom Mekadosh Atzmoy Lemato Me'at, V'mekadosh Me'lamala Harbe, that a person is Mekadosh himself down here, ma'at, meaning the ability that we have to be mekadosh ourselves is relatively limited. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekadosh us is unlimited. So, as a ummah, when we get to the point that we're davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're able to have a much bigger aliyah than we could do it on our own. V'tzor sheteida. Even though each person is koine in his own right, toiva amitis mitzadis maisim, omnom ein klala bria mishtalim ashe tesuda klala umenis chesed nochen. But that doesn't help the klala bria. Besishtalim becholi torea vizidai vashchina. Va'achakach yagia oil matzav asholim v'yuska pangelech vechot kifi mashazach ha-maisav. So let's talk about this point there, because he's bringing together two or three points, and very important to make Seder out of it. In Mesil Zisharim, when he gives us a Seder HaDvarim in terms of our Chayvus Adam by Lamai, so he projects three Chayvus Adam by Lamais. One, he says, is that the first thing is this anigal Hashem, that a person wants tainug, and the only real tainug is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one. Two, lizdabik b'Hashem, he says, and then he says, and if you really think about it, the whole world is misala with the person, and so on and so forth. Now, I understand one is a higher dag than the other, but that the person is mala the entire world with him, that's lovely. But I can't really say if I was looking as schar va'inish, as an enticement or incentive to do good. So someone tells me level one of pleasure is less anig, go for it. Yes, I'd like to do that. Level two is dveikus. Okay, I'm good for that also. Level three is a lot of other people also will get to enjoy, because if you do good things, many other people will enjoy. I don't know if I would be taken by that offer. You know, I would, you know, I would say I'm very, very complimented, and that's it. I don't think it would be such an incentive as personal pleasure. And bechlal, it's not of the same nature. You know, it's a very different type of inyan. So what exactly is how does it fit into the scheme of things? So, let's go back to Chovas Adam by Lamo. The Chovas Adam by Lamo, when he's explaining the Tainug and the Dveikus, he's talking about Chovas Adam by Lamo. That's not Chovas Adam by Lamo. If someone were to tell me that you know when you're in this country, you must see this. That word "you must" is iffy. It doesn't really mean you must. It means you will enjoy it a lot. So someone comes and tells me, "Chavis, when you're in Washington, you must see the Capitol. You must see the White House." I don't have to do it. What you mean to say is I'll enjoy it very much. So how does Chavis Arim Belome get covered by Lis Aneg and Lis Dabek and so on? And the answer is because that's really what Ramchal is talking about. Ramchal is not talking about the incentive to do it. Ramchal is saying a much deeper knach. Since a person is born focused at receiving oneg, and that's the entire mos of a person, then that's what he's here for, and that's what he has to do. But he has to find the real onik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us, so just like every Baal Chai is muchrach to find its things that are me'anigit, food and shade and water and whatever it is, and bearing other animals, a person is bound to do the things that he was created for, and it's tainug is what he's created for, but we have to which tainug? So being that it's the tainug of ruchnius, so that's the person's hechreach. Dveikus is a stronger dagger, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that even more than anig. So from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point of view, he created a person lis anig, where a person looks all day long to enjoy himself. More deeply than that, a person looks to be misdabik to something, to some entity. And more deeper than that, Adam is created to act as the active element of the entire Bria. That's what Adam is created for. So we're expressing here definitions of a person's mission. It's one is to home in on what is real tainug in the Bria. Two, to home in on dveikus, which is the ultimate rotzen of Adam, and in a certain sense, and let's explain why that is. It's very helpful if you see it more clearly what it is. It'll be a lot more helpful understanding why it is dveikus is more. A person will focus his energies towards attaining things that please him, and that's fine. There's a deeper darga. A person who's not married, there's a lo tov yasadam levado. A person who's not married doesn't feel good. he doesn't feel good because an oineg, I'm missing something outside. If I'd like to have a fantastic cup of coffee, it's something outside of me that I need to find, and I'll enjoy it, but I need to find out there. If it's, I don't know, a very great restaurant or whatever it is. But when I'm talking about Dveikus, like Adam and like Isha and Isha, so over there I am missing something without the Dveikus. So it's a much stronger sense of existence and being when I focus on Dveikus. The third, even greater nekuda of who a person is or what a person is that the person is the active ingredient in the entire Bria. So when we're looking to define Chayvas Adam by Lamai, what was it that a person was created for? I'm going to have to define it in terms of the entire Bria. That's how I'm going to define Adam, and that becomes his Chayv. So the sort of the thread that runs through Oineg and Divuk to be Ma'ala the entire world with him is this Nekuda of what is the Ratzon HaBorei out of him. Now, let's give a relatively minor example as sort of a, imagine somebody is an entertainer. I've taken somebody to do entertaining at a, I don't know, at a club, at some sort of function. So I will treat the entertainer and say, you know, please, you know, I'll serve him food and treat him to a nice room and hotel and so on. But his tachlis is, I want to be in a good mood, I want to feel comfortable and good, but his tachlis is to play for the oilam, to entertain the oilam. So the person's real tachlis is klapi the world, not klapi himself. That's defining the chayv zadim by lamai. So he says, v'afalpi shatoyva mitzvah kol erdu afne atzim ha'isof. Even though every person earns it for his ma'isim, omnom ein klal abriya mishtalim is a tzuru klal omni of charis b'seid enochen. Until Klal Yisrael hasn't lined itself up appropriately and made its appropriate achievement, the Bria doesn't follow along. Through Klal Yisrael, the world will get to its Matzav HaSholem. Then each prat is Zeichet his Meisim. Let's talk about a few points here. First of all, the word Olam Haba means, according to Moshe Shainim, the world that will be in here when the Bria is Mishtale. So in other words, it'll be a physical world with physical people, and except that it'll be Bishleimus. So Olam Haba is a certain mitzias that requires, we require that mitzias in order to be able to give the individual tov to each and every one of the Bria. So Klal Yisrael has to be Mesuda, and then the world can have the situation of Shlemus. I want to explain a minute why it is that Klal Yisrael has to be Mesuda, and then the entire world is Zeicher. If we're talking about Lamashal, if you have a huge group of people walking in formation, and whether they will get to the place that they want to depends on the front runners of the group, on the people who walk up front, and that affects the entire group. The world has not have a massive shleimus, so individual nations and so on cannot be yoinik from that. It's like those are all things that are those are things that are shayach to a certain mitzias through which it happens in a world of olam haba, which means the world with everything is mesukin. The flow of schar and toiv can happen. So we have a world that needs to find some mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael is sort of the chalutz, and when they fall into place, everything falls into place, and the world is mishtalim, and schar can then flow freely to the individuals. I want to point out something else over here. He says, "Ein klal abriya mishtalim achet the suda klal umen efchias b'seder nochem." Until Klal Yisrael doesn't have the right seder, so the person on the bottom Titus, he means that Klal Yisrael be rule over the other nations. I think he's implying ki'ilu that it sort of will force everybody or whatever it is. I don't think that's what it means. I think what it means is imagine that I have a let's see if I can give an example. If I have something central that everything else radiates from it, I have a central electric supply, I have a central wire or whatever, and many wires feed off it. If there's something wrong with the wire, there's something wrong with everything, and nothing's going to work. Klal Yisrael, for the world to work, it needs to have the appropriate structure, meaning that Klal Yisrael, as the Nois Nashefa, like the Shefa of Klal Yisrael, that needs to be in place. And if that's lacking or missing, it's not going to happen. So he says, the Bria is not Mishtalim, but Klal Yisrael is not Mishtalim. And the way he used the words, he uses B'seder HaNochen, Achet Esudah Klal Ha'uma Nefchaz Seder HaNochen, which means when we put all the pieces in the right place, we have that shleimus, and then the world can be yearning from that. So long as we're b'shiflus, the world's not yearning from it. This is for many reasons. Obviously, if we have nothing to offer, nobody's going to get anything from us. But deeper than that is that it's like, you know, when they, I don't know if you know, crystals, when they grow them in a lab, under lab conditions, they start with one crystal, they have to start with a crystal, and then if you put it into a solution that has water with something else in it, you slowly begin to get other crystals forming in a pattern around this crystal. They call it growing crystals. It's not really growing, but that's the way it is. The atoms align themselves, and you keep getting that pattern over and over and over again. That's the mahalach of it. So here also, the you put Klal Yisrael down as the nekudem tzoyis et abriya, and it keeps on developing around it. If you see a sample in front of you, it's like the mashal, you're putting together a puzzle, and you see the picture of what you put together in front of you, then everything, then you know, you at every piece you look and say, how does this fit in? How does this fit in? So Klal Yisrael, by being the core of the Bria, when they are aligned well, they serve to align the Bria for the world. Or the opposite, the world cannot be aligned if Klal Yisrael is misaligned. V'ulam, dover ze adayin lo nishlam mitchilas ha-Bria varheina. This is an event that never ever happened from tchilas ha-Bria varheina. Ki miyad shni v'odam chota. V'achar kach shehischil sheschul ha-Oves v'nimshuch ha-Barim ha-Chem l'Islam skula. Im kol ze me'oilom nishlam ha-Dover karoa. So we don't have the shleimus because of the many chatoim that happened all along. We're lacking something. We have a real chisaron, and those and that chisaron is part of our DNA. V'nimtza shall kol panim tzor shnei gil lezeh shetia ha'uma b'shleimusa b'chol adnoim atzvichan lo. Usekabel abriya kula shtei musa, v'oz yikova ha'oilom b'matzva metukin, shve yikova tzadikim l'noos ha'nitzchiyas, v'tiyan osam b'okul echa l'fi maseyem. So he says, the world never ever had a tikkun, And he says we need to have Klal Yisrael, you know, each Yisrael is going to have to be it's going to have to be a sort of an Umma Shlema, and then the Bria gets its Shlemus. Let's add the following point, which is harder for us to picture because we're individuals, but let's just picture it a minute. The when you're talking about it means that the entire Klal Yisrael acts as one. Let's an example: a body that doesn't have a body that's that each element is acting on its own is a dead body, or it's not a living body. The only way in which a body is called alive is if all the pieces are acting towards one goal. It's sort of synchronized. The world as a whole is not one unless something synchronizes it that has in itself the picture of the whole. Umas ha'olam have in themselves, each one has a very specific characteristic that he doesn't share with others, others don't share with him, it's unique to him. But the metzias, the yichud of being one, which means that, you know, b'chavakoy mil al achas, we can take the entire bria and bring it back to one point, is greater than this. And therefore, the way in which Klal Yisrael puts the world together is because it has the ability to put different koiches and align them in a way that becomes one. So he says this never ever happened because of Averis. He says we need at least that the living Umma should all be committed to it, and so on. Okay. Vehine Shata alfa shana higbila chachmayon lavidas b'nei ha'adam b'shtanus mal ha'shleimus. V'achakach yischad sh'oilem b'tzura acheres ru'uyo l'ma she'yas v'achakein t'ayna no ha'nitzchus ha'zeichem ba. So Ramchal says, when he speaks, this is in Derech Hashem yet, that there are certain things that we feel is not fair. Not fair, I should say, not fair, but it's not even. In other words, Toiv and Ra, we always assume, we always say Zelu Masabar Lekim, and there, and whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu created that is bad, Kadosh Baruch Hu created something that's good to counter it, to be equal to it, and so on. Ramchal says there's one nafgemina, and that is Ra has an end to it. After 6,000 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows the whistle, or a shofar, and it's over. It's not a situation that will last forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will intervene at some point. In Toiv, there is no such comparable intervention. And so Ra has a very mugbal diket kufa, Tov does not. So the that's what he says as a fact, and this is what he means over here, that sheital fashion bil khakhma yana bayt say so so usam bakin is khat shalom mit zwar kharas ru u yala mashia sa bakin da no tsas la zehma. So okay, it's a fact, it's something that we know and we consider, and that's that. But there's really, really I guess a deher in the difference. I want to preface it. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything equal is because of Zelu Maseh Bar Lekim. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world very good trefa food, there's going to be very good kosher food, and vice versa. If there's very good kosher foods, we very good trade for food, because for every set of ideas, beliefs, and so forth, Kadosh Baruch created a zelu maser that takes you off the derech or does bad to you and so on. But there is a difference. Toiv is be'etzim kuloi mitzias. If I tell somebody toiv in the bria, the chasadim in the bria, the tzedek in the bria, the mishpat in the bria, all of these, what are these? So I would answer, this is a fleshed out version of what toiv is, and that's fine. The difference between toiv and ra is toiv has an etzem etzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants toiv because he wants toiv. So toiv represents an etzem ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra is basically something that's not ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore its metzias can only be as a hechetimtze. So again, things that the only thing in the world that exists be'etzem and nitzchias is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that's ritzoinu yisbarach should automatically qualify for that type of existence, because ritzoinu yisbarach is all existence, and therefore that's how we should describe it. The things that are not tov, the only way we can explain them is as hechetimtzis. They're there for a very specific purpose. So ra might be something very specific. Let's give it off example. When I take food and I say, okay, this I'm putting in because I'm putting in flour for this reason, eggs for this reason, for this reason. But then I also spray something on the bottom of a pan. I say, no, this is only a chetimtza, it shouldn't stick. If it would be Teflon, non-stick, or whatever it is, I wouldn't need it. So there are things that we look on as, this is what we want, Batson. And there are things that are there because we need, there are things, there are needs, hechetimtzedek needs. By definition, hechetimtzedek need is short-lived. It doesn't make a difference in a million years or a billion years. The point is, it does not have, it's not eternal because it's not be'etzem ratzon, it's just hechetimtze. I had no intention to doing X, but I'm doing it for this reason. So all of these things are, it's an explanation why when the ra is over, when shisa paim is over, the ra is taken away. Had the ra been an etzem dika bria HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would be lenetzach. But since the ra is just a since the ra is just a hechetimtzer, should be zelu maser, a hechetimtzer that things should be okay, that should be a bchir and so on. So in the word hechetimtzer, there already lies that it's not permanent. It's not what I wanted. I need it for a specific reason. Needs stop at some point. Etzim rotzen we assume not, but needs do. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited 6,000 years for people, 6,000 years for people to make it on their own. V'achakach, then afterwards, they blow the whistle. Yischadash olam b'tzura acheres, ru'uya l'mash she'yaseh b'achakei. D'haino anoa v'anitzas ha'zeichem bo. V'terem yichlu sheshes alofim eila. So before you get to this end, when Moshe comes, hineitzorich shetamoy to umo hanefcheres b'matzava hashalim sheyuchlu leosek advar machakach ala nitzchias v'zema shavtachnu l'tzi al kol parim. So if Klal Yisrael is less than perfect, it can't transmit what it needs to transmit for Nitzchias. Vizema shehuftach no lov, shial kolponim. Vem tsoilaze ye echad mizer dovid shevche odmvorholaze, vasir shatlich po, umelach mashiach. And the chetimtza for that type of simcha is to have, like it says, echad mizer dovid shevche odmvorholaze, vasir shatlich po, umelach mashiach. So the los glovoi is the world of Shleimus, of Tikkun, what's called, and that's totally in that. He also says that before the 6,000 years are over, Netzor Shetamer Umechas Matzav Hashalom, Sheyuchlu Le'otek Advar Machakach Al Hanitzchias. So, I'm not sure what he's suggesting here. He's saying that the main thing is that the tzura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mamshach on the world, that be the tzura that's nimshach. So the tachlis of David HaMelech is the tachlis of bringing Klal Yisrael to its tikkun for the purpose of bringing the world to its tikkun. And I want to explain that a little bit. We ask ourselves, good, every single person individually wants to have schar and do tshuva and so on. Great, okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Melech HaMashiach so that everybody in Klal Yisrael will have that opportunity. So even people that won't do tshuva on their own, can't do whatever it is, that will happen. Okay, so we understand that also. Bringing him, so what's more than that, bringing him for the entire world, from Zolom, it's nice, and you know, Yimachayin Ani Akum Ani Yisrael, but is that why we need Melech Mashiach? You know, is that, you're talking about the crown of Klal Yisrael. The answer is, the Klal of Crown Yisrael was given only Adaita to be Misak in the world. Ramchal writes, the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kuzari writes it a lot, much more graphic than he does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a world, and that's what he was interested in. The way in which he was able to salvage after Avera something of the Tzuras Adam, which would in turn reinvent the world, would be Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechala the world and take Klal Yisrael as Chayar Noinish. In the Bechira of Klal Yisrael, there's a Bechira of what will it take to make the world a Mokma Shras Hashchina. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire world with billions of people, the etzim ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be shared in the entire world. That's what he wants, it's something which is not an addition. This is the point I have to keep, I guess, bearing in mind. Helping the Ummas Olam is not a gather of being being mezake other people with things and getting brownie points and so on. It's much, much deeper than that. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world to mashe shechina. That means that every particle in this world has to be aligned in a way where the shechina has a marking to be shayra. That's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing in the tachtonim that's extra. Klal Yisrael is the one that has the ability to bring it out, to fix the world in a way that will bring down the Shechina. But there wasn't the tachlis. So when you ask yourself, and this is one of the questions that gets thrown, I mean, how could it be there are billions and billions of people in the world and Klal Yisrael is so small? Because Baruch Hu did it for Klal Yisrael. Well, what he means is for Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is the one that's capable of bringing it to the world. It's the one of capable of giving up the ideas, and so on. So the Klal Yisrael is important because they're the ones who start the process of the entire world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Etzem Ratz is an entire world, and b'meila that will never ever change, but we are the ones that bring it to that matzav. So Dover Melech HaMashiach is really, in a sense, for the Umos Olam, in the sense that it's possible to do something, and it's possible to have Chayes on a matzav where everything will start working for everybody. So we know it's Mizar David. We don't know who it is. It's not something that's part and parcel of this Emuna, and he'll be called the Melech HaMashiach. So it's one Yochid that makes a change that allows for his for Klal Yisrael to do what they're supposed to do, which allows for the world to do what they're supposed to do. I think we'll hold it here. It's a bit late already. So we'll hold the Vinim Bizman of Yoda Tukni Yisrael Tikkun Gadol. We'll stay in touch about Sunday. I'll find out exactly from Tzviki Rubenfeld what he has in mind, where, and whatever. Okay, B'seder Gemur. Have a good night. Bye.